The Senate panel on Tuesday has urged the Commerce Ministry to address confusion surrounding Pakistan's barter trade policy with Iran, Afghanistan, and Russia, warning that unclear frameworks risk undermining trade potential. The Senate Standing Committee on Commerce, chaired by Senator Anusha Raymond, took up the barter trade issues with Iran. The high-level committee meeting focused on mechanisms to achieve the government's export targets, with a particular emphasis on the evolving barter trade arrangements with neighboring countries. The committee directed the Ministry of Commerce to expedite the approval of pending summaries for barter trade and amendments to the import policy order. Members expressed concern over policy ambiguity, especially regarding trade with Iran, Russia, and Afghanistan under a barter system following banking restrictions with these countries. Senator Hamid Khan criticized the existence of separate policies for barter and traditional trade, calling it malicious, and asserting that global trade operates under a unified import policy order, IPO. Meanwhile, Senator Salim Manvi-Wala highlighted the strategic importance of barter trade in curbing cross-border smuggling, stating, "Barter trade with Iran and Afghanistan will help prevent smuggling." Traders impacted by the delays informed the committee that over 1,200 trucks loaded with goods under barter agreements, particularly sesame seeds and rice, have been stranded at the border due to procedural hurdles, with transactions conducted outside the dollar-based payment system. In response, the committee agreed to convene a joint meeting with the Finance Minister, Commerce Minister, and the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, Governor to resolve the impasse. Documents shared with the committee revealed that the Ministry of Commerce has finalized a draft summary proposing an exemption from electronic import forms, EIF, for imports of Iranian origin goods via land routes. The exemption, aimed at facilitating trade in the absence of formal banking channels, has been circulated among the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, SBP, and Finance Division for feedback before submission to the Economic Coordination Committee, ECC, of the Cabinet. According to the draft, the exemption from Paragraph 3 of the Import Policy Order 2022 and IF requirements under the SBP's Foreign Exchange Manual would apply solely to Iranian origin goods imported by land, until banking channels are formally established. The exemption does not extend to non-Iranian origin goods imported via Iran, due to the availability of regular banking arrangements with other countries.